I remember thinking there's a way that I can hold on to what I love about being from North Carolina, and I can bring that into this space.
Hello, and welcome to The Common Room, a series of conversations between members of the Yale English Department. I'm Derek Green. Today, we're speaking to Sarah Pearl Hurd, class of 18. While at Yale, Sarah Pearl majored in English with a concentration in creative writing and was involved in many community outreach programs, including Yale Harbor Scholars, a program aimed at aiding foster youth in supporting and creating networks among themselves, which she founded, and Homeworks, in which she taught contemporary African dance, mixed media art, and poetry to ninth grade girls in the Trenton, New Jersey public school system. Sarah Pearl's writing has been published in Baffler magazine and has received honorable mention in contests at Glimmer Train and the Sonora Review. She is currently finishing work toward a master's degree at UPenn and teaches at Greenwich Country Day in Greenwich, Connecticut, where her duties include developing and facilitating workshops in diversity, equity, and inclusion. Thank you, Sarah Pearl, for joining us today in The Common Room.
Thank you so much for having me, Derek. It's wonderful to be back in The Common Room.
We've missed you around here, so it's nice that you can take a few minutes out of your schedule to talk to me today. You know, you're in an interesting spot in your career, as we heard in that introduction. As we're looking forward from that, can you tell me a little bit about your background? Sarah Pearl Hurd before she was at Yale.
I spent most of my childhood in North Carolina, in the Eastern Piedmont region. I loved growing up there, you know, the culture, the food, the different dialects of English that I had in my ear that I heard all around me were really influential in how I thought about the space that I inhabited as a Black woman coming of age in the South. I went to, you know, a pretty average public high school and bounced around a lot after my grandmother's passing, stayed with different family members and some foster homes. And along that journey, I became interested in some of the political systems that I was subject to. And I remember sort of a wise woman in my community who was not quite like a social worker, but something like that. He's sort of a mentor saying, you know, you don't come from money necessarily, and you don't have like the best family. If you really want to make a difference, you've got to go to some good fancy school. And lo and behold, after studying, I think it was the PSAT, one of those standardized tests that you sort of filed in for and filled out a bubble sheet for, I took, you know, scored really well on, and I got an automated letter saying, hey, you should think about applying to Yale. And I remember showing it to her, and she's like, you're doing this, no matter what, you're doing this. And I was like, I don't know. I'm nervous, I'm scared. A lot of people from my high school would go to like UNC Chapel Hill or Duke or wherever, and that just seemed like, forgive me for saying this, but like the safe option or the close to home option. I decided to just go for it. And I figured if I didn't leave Cook County then, I might never. And I had a ton of wonderful teachers and supports, and I was still really nervous and kind of had to be coerced to attend Mid-Ed Students Weekend. It was on my high school spring break, so that helped. But I really was overwhelmed. I remember being in Wolseley Hall, and I also heard Ann Fadiman deliver a lecture and thought, oh, this could be, you know, where I come of age in a different way and learn to read and write and meet all kinds of people. And I think it was incredible to just hear how excited and dynamic everybody was there. So including the other sort of bumbling high school seniors wandering around New Haven.
Do you have a recollection of when you decided, yes, I was going to go to Yale?
I remember it was actually my dance studio dressed up in like a tutu when I got my email that I got admitted, and I have like a little grainy 2014 iPhone pic of that moment. But I remember thinking there's a way that I can hold on to what I love about being from North Carolina, and that part is never going to change. Like that part of who I am, that part of how I see the world and how I think of myself and my culture is not going to change. And I can bring that into this space.
How did you come to the English major here at Yale? And you, as we heard, were in the creative writing concentration. In particular, how did that come to happen?
So my very first class at Yale, I walked into Mem Hall. It was English 120 with Adam Sexton. And I was so nervous, and I had like done the reading and printed it out and had tons of notes and was just really, really scared about stepping into that space. But it was incredible. And I was hooked from that moment. After that, I took a science of science fiction class, which is sort of a fun lecture. But I really think that I knew that I wanted to pursue creative writing when I took Cynthia Zarin's Introduction to Poetry class. And it was just one of the most mind-blowing classes I've ever taken. I discovered Marianne Moore's work and began experimenting with her forms, with my own writing. And even though I was still learning so much, I was just hooked. I was like, I've got to spend the rest of my time here thinking about language and experimenting with it and playing and learning from the experts. I decided then and there and was determined.
You teach now. You have your own students, so you're on the other side of the desk, as it were. What story about your own college experience would you tell students when you talk about that to them?
Yeah, so sometimes I actually talk about Daily Themes, which is where I met you, iconic Yale College class for undergrads. And I describe when they're getting frustrated or thinking about the revision process, which is, you know, really where I think writing comes to life in many ways. I was like, yeah, I wrote 300, 400 words every day, sent them to
every single day.
Every single day, met with you every week about them. And it became such a joyous, not without its frustration, process of exam. It became its own measure of my growth. And just, I feel like I got to know you so well. I got to know and got to hear and learn from so many different forms and think about writing in ways that even when it was challenging, I sat down at my desk and I tried. And that was enough for me to just really commit to a practice of writing and reading for the rest of my life. And that's what I want my students. I'm like, whatever it is, whatever you do, you have to do it every day, or you have to at least commit to trying.
Well, for obvious reasons, we talk a lot about writing in the common room here, but I know that you have a dance background. So one question I'm curious, do you have a favorite piece of music or something that out of the writing field for a few minutes that you return to or that informs you or that matters to you?
I think in the pandemic particularly, I've been doing these random deep dives into things that I've loved. And accidentally, a student mentioned to me this thing called the 27 Club with like Amy Winehouse and Jimi Hendrix and Kurt Cobain all died when they were 27. I'm like, oh, I want to just discover all of Hendrix's influences. And so now I'm thinking of like blues and Howling Wolf. And it's, you know, reminded me of the things that I really missed and enjoyed about North Carolina, that sort of folksy sound and food and environment. And so, yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Hendrix and blues.
What's on the horizon for you? Have you got something coming up that excites you?
I've been emailing since I graduated and completed the writing concentration in fiction with Carol Phillips. We're going to be catching up and just talking about, you know, next steps and thinking about how I'm going to continue my writing practice. I maybe am thinking about applying for MFAs, but I'm really excited just in general to have some conversations about what I'm writing or what I'm making. And I've been super, as I said, going down this like blues rabbit hole and rock rabbit hole, thinking about, I'm also teaching a little bit of history and humanities. I'm thinking about the 80s and the artifacts from that time period, you know, Reaganomics, and just how that sort of shaped the county that I'm from and how I share that and talk about that period with my students. But I think I'm most excited about trying to gather my thoughts and arrange my life in a way where I am writing all the time and perhaps finding a place to settle and pursue that.
Thanks again, Sarah Pearl, for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much, Derek. It was wonderful to catch up with you.
And thank you for listening to The Common Room. Our producer is Robert Scaramuccia, class of 19, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. You also heard Red House by Jimi Hendrix.